This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Number one, you said develop a powerful, unique selling proposition, something that's different, unique in the category. What's the second key for building?
Well, the second one is that I talk about is what I call positioning. And that, again, takes into account the blue ocean strategy. But let me give you an example of positioning. And every one of these examples I'm using with real products and some of the brands that I mentioned earlier. But the Juice Man Juicer is an example of repositioning a product. And at the time, the juicers that were dominating the marketplace were made by German engineering companies called Braun and Krupps. And they were selling these products based on their German engineering and, you know, stainless steel blades and powerful motors. Well, when we came along with the juicer, we repositioned it from a kitchen appliance to what I call a health device or health machine, and basically focused on the benefits that you would get from the juice that was made from the machine, and talked about how drinking fresh juices could give you more energy, lower cholesterol, help you live longer. And so we positioned this as a health product, and basically no one else was doing that in the marketplace. And one other real good positioning story has to do with the George Foreman grill. When that product first came out, it was actually called the Fajita Express. And the reason was that it was tilted, and the idea was that they would cook hamburger meat on it, and then you would hold your taco, you'd put it next to the edge of the table, hold your taco and scrape the meat into it. Well, needless to say, the Fajita Express didn't sell very many units. And what we were able to do is basically reposition it with George Foreman as the spokesperson, as the lean, mean, fat-reducing grilling machine, with the idea of that here's a grill where you could grill some of your favorite foods, but the fat and grease would drain away, so it would be a little bit healthier for you to eat.
What's number three?
But my third branding key is deliver more value. And basically, it's just an old saying where you under-promise and over-deliver. And if you think about that, that's almost the opposite of what you see a lot of marketers do. A lot of marketers over-promise and under-deliver, and that's not the way to build a brand or product sales. So we always believe in delivering more value. When a person buys your product, they're actually getting more than they're promised, and that creates a lot of goodwill in today's marketplace with all the social media platforms. Word of that spreads very quickly, but it's just something we've always believed in since day one when we launch a product.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.